How does a cloud become a member of the sky? There was an American Zen practitioner who went to live in Japan in a Zen temple for several months. And at the end of his stay, he asked the head monk, "How do I become a member?" He enjoyed the practice. He liked getting up early, sitting in meditation, chanting with the monks, eating. And he wanted to know how he can get more involved and actually how to become a member of this Buddhist group. And the head monk scratched his head on the other side, indicating confusion. And he responded to the foreigner, "How does a cloud become a member of the sky?" In other words, we are already completely a part of our entire environment. We just forget. We've forgotten that we belong right where we are. There's nothing that we need to do. There's nothing that we need to believe in order to be saved. We just need to wake up and realize that we belong. Our molecules have been around for hundreds of thousands of millions of years. Every molecule in our being. The molecules in our body have been a part of the ancient seas before the earth as we know it was formed. They were part of previous suns, and our molecules stretch back all the way to the beginning of time, 15 billion years ago. So how could we not belong right now, right here? It's just that we've forgotten, we've fallen asleep, and our practice as Buddhists is to simply remember. It's to wake up to the fact that we come from a long, long lineage, and we're connected to all the creatures on the entire planet. The things that fly in the air, the things that walk on four legs, the things that swim in the ocean, as well as other human beings, regardless of culture and race. We are all connected very, very intimately. Yet we don't live in such a way that we feel a sense of connectedness often. Often when we forget our connectedness to others, then it's difficult to get along with others. We forget that our purpose here is not simply to make money, to have sex, to plan something for the future, but to take care of each other as best that we know how, to take care of our families, to take care of our friends, to do work that's meaningful and suitable for us. At the foundation of our lives is our Buddha wisdom and compassion. This is our birthright. It's not something that we have to strive to attain, but we do have to uncover it, and sometimes that requires a little effort. One way to create or to make the effort to do this is to take a moment now to look up at the sky and notice the clouds. See them there. Look at them carefully. Ask yourself, do they belong in the sky? In the same way that they belong in the sky, the same way you belong right here, human being. How does a cloud become a member of the sky? How do you become fully human, fully yourselves?